In the middle of a dead sleep, your eyes open. You're able to see, but unable to move. You are paralyzed. You try screaming for someone nearby to wake you from this nightmare as your heart begins to beat out of your chest, but you're unable to scream. Minutes go by and seem to turn into hours of suspended panic. You are completely physically arrested, stuck somewhere between what feels like a sedated heavy sleep and the inability to wake up at all. This phenomenon affecting millions of people worldwide is known as sleep paralysis. But what's behind it and why is it happening? Today's guest is here to explain right now. Hello and welcome to Skywatch TV. I'm Joe Artis Horn. My, oh my, are you in for a rare gem today. We're going to cover a topic that, to my knowledge, we've never talked about before in any kind of a long forum, and I'm going to introduce today's special guests. First, she is a prolific writer whose works have been featured in the Wisconsin Christian News and Politics, Prophecy in the Supernatural Report, and co-host of the popular Through the Black podcast with the one and only Mr. Tom Dunn, Miss Vicki Anderson. And joining us again this week, he's a legendary writer, director, actor, and producer known for his incredibly viral Watcher series and Watchmen Chronicles. His Nephilim trilogy hit the CBA bestsellers list. Please welcome once again Mr. L.A. Marzulli. Author of numerous best-selling books and the writer, editor, and the director of the blockbuster film Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking. Please welcome Josh Peck.
Thanks, Joe. Good to be here.
I want to start this week following my open monologue about sleep paralysis by introducing two very important bodies of work. First, and subject of discussion today, they only come out at night, exposing the dark weapon of sleep paralysis by Vicki Anderson. And of course, as you'll learn later, also available in the special offer, the DVD, The Coming UFO Invasion, Exposing the Dragon's Dark Secrets. We've been for the last couple of weeks with L.A. Marzulli talking about entities of all variety, demonic visitation, people that suffer both sleep paralysis, as described in my opening monologue, but also those who have cited being visited and even abducted by these entities. Is this supernatural? Is this demonic? Is there an explanation that provides satisfactory information? And I think L.A. put a clinic on for 2 weeks, again, just scratching the tip of the surface, but were those not amazing programs? We continue week three of the special investigation. We're going to shift gears and get into more of the sleep paralysis. Vicki, this is something that I not only have had members of my family years and years ago deal with, but also our very own Josh Peck, who, once again, if you go back 2 weeks, he talks about his former life in the New Age, being tormented by entities, spirits, night terrors, being held down at night, feeling that something oppressive was over him while he was asleep. He would wake but unable to move. And Josh, very quickly, for those just joining us who aren't familiar with what that experience is like, somebody who's been through it, just very quickly, sleep paralysis.
Oh, it's absolutely terrifying. I mean, your anxiety is heightened beyond a level that you even thought was possible. It's pure terror, and you can't move, you can't do anything about it. I suffered with that for years until I found out that there is a spiritual component to it. And I knew that as a kid because I would get attacked by demons and stuff, and way too much to get into in a show like this. But once I found out through L.A., that there is a solution in the name of Jesus Christ.
Right.
That was the beginning of putting an end to the sleep paralysis. Strangely enough, I also found out my diet was contributing to it. I had a really poor diet, and once I cleaned up my eating habits, that seemed to help out a lot, too.
Yeah.
I rarely ever get it anymore, and if I do, there's nothing demonic about it. It's just, I just can't move, and, you know, I just wait for it to pass. But what I think helped with that, I got some really good advice from an author named Chris White, who years ago wrote a book on sleep paralysis. And he told me, he's like, you know, when you cast these things out, try this. Tell them, in the name of Jesus, I banish you to the bottomless pit. I banish you to the abyss, because they're terrified of that. And then he cited when Jesus came to the demons, and demons were like, are you coming to torment us before our time and everything? They're terrified of the abyss. So I did that one time, and it stopped. And I never had another demonic problem with sleep paralysis ever again. It's a terrifying thing, and I know millions of people out there are suffering with it. So I'm glad that we have Vicki here to
Vicki, you're going to help us understand this even more so. those watching the program and, of course, live in studio. I'm sure that some of you, by show of hands, have had someone in your family, maybe in close proxy, describe this terror. Maybe you've heard this discussed at church. Maybe somebody was willing to come forward and actually talk about this, although a lot of them are not. But Vicky, for fear of being judged or being told very Job-esque style, are you hiding any secret sin? Mm-hmm. Is this something you're doing to yourself because you're maybe looking at things online that you're not supposed to look at? And those could be possible explanations as to what might be contributing to this. But in your view, as someone who has looked at this thoroughly, what is your opinion? What is your definition of sleep paralysis? What is this phenomenon?
Yeah. I personally find the phrase sleep paralysis to be a bit of a misnomer. I don't think it really does justice to what we're actually talking about. Sleep paralysis is a completely normal physiological function of deep sleep. Our Creator, God, created aspects of paralysis into our sleep so that we don't act things out. We don't sleepwalk. We don't injure someone. We don't wet the bed. It's normal. Uh-huh. It's not a medical malfunction. It's nothing supernatural. Many times we wake up prematurely. It's kind of a very peaceful feeling. You know you're asleep, and it's almost sort of euphoric, and mm-hmm. you fall back asleep, and there's nothing wrong with it. But for the sake of our discussion and the type of sleep paralysis we're talking about in my book, probably a more accurate way to discuss it would be a sleep paralysis attack or a sleep paralysis mm-hmm. episode. This is a supernatural and, I would say, demonic encounter. It's an opportune timing. These entities, because they're all about smoke and mirrors, they like to look more powerful than they really are. They're capitalizing on an opportune timing.
Yes.
You're paralyzed. You can't move. This is going to be even scarier.
Yeah.
But God did that. Let's give God credit where credit is due. He created that into our design. They're capitalizing on it, and they're getting us at a time where we've got, like the UFO brain fog, you've got sleep paralysis brain fog. You don't know if you're awake or you're asleep. It's got all of the characteristics of a perfect horror movie scenario. I can't move. I can't scream. I can't wake up. And they've got your attention there, and you're at their mercy until you wake up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For those that might be experiencing this, that don't see any end to this, mm-hmm. are these events dangerous?
I cannot stress this enough. It is dangerous, but not in the way that we're led to believe. If you watch the horror movies and the sci-fi and the Nightmare on Elm Streets and the Inceptions, they want you to believe that if you don't get back into your body in time, you'll die in real life. And if you die in your dream, you'll die in real life. And all this drama. Where it's dangerous is it's spiritually dangerous. It's not necessarily our physical life that's being threatened. It's our soul that's being threatened. As many people who have this experience will tell you without even trying, even atheists and non-believers will tell you that this thing wanted my soul. Mm-hmm. They'll mm-hmm. use that language.
Yeah.
And so where it's dangerous is that there is a transformative agenda and power. And LA was talking about this a little bit the last 2 weeks with the UFO agenda. They can switch things on and off. They can lure you in. They can lull you. They can breadcrumb you where you're curious, because it's like the proverbial train wreck. You don't want to look at it. It's so horrific, but you can't keep your eyes off of it.
Yeah.
So you wake up and you're terrified and you don't want that to happen again. But then there's this curiosity like, well, why are they targeting me?
That's exactly what happened to me, and that's what led me into New Age years ago.
That's
because I couldn't get the church to give me any answers, and I had a New Age friend, and she said, maybe astral projection will help you. And worst mistake of my life. But you're
and
right.
That is why it's dangerous.
Yeah.
That's what happens to so many people. They become spiritual, but they don't become biblical.
That's right.
They don't go to the Bible for answers. They might try. Mm-hmm. They go to the pastor, and if you are a pastor, learn what this is. Do not send your people into the world to be medicated, to be labeled with a mental illness.
Right.
It will make it worse. So yes, it's very dangerous, Joe, but not in the sense that we think it is. It's dangerous because it has the capacity, if we don't have discernment, to transform our souls.
That's right.
As you described earlier, there's a chemistry that God put in place to keep you, like you said, from wetting the bed or acting out your dreams.
Yeah.
Glycine. There are neurotransmitters that contribute to, during portions of REM sleep, the parts that shut off our motor neurons that can contribute to sleep paralysis. There could be an overload of cortisone, coming on at the middle of the evening because you've watched too many television programs and not given yourself time to actually prepare your body for sleep. There's a million ways that you could rationalize how some of this could be chemical, but regardless of how they got there, I love this perspective because I've never heard this particular perspective where it could be presences taking advantage of and worsening the experience of somebody who's suffering from sleep paralysis. And as I got prepared for these shows, I really felt like the Lord impressed upon me, and I shared this with the live audience earlier today, that these programs are going to be meant for some of the viewers, maybe here in attendance, but especially at home, are going to hear some of this. And I promise you, very much like when Josh was stuck in this cycle of torment, these programs are going to be the first step towards getting past these horrific nightmares.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's talk just a minute, Vicki, about maybe some of the malevolent goals. If there are spiritual forces invested in you being tormented at night for whatever outcome, apart from they just despise peace and serenity or the idea that you'd hit a REM cycle and experience healing, maybe from a physical affliction. And of course, you have the lack of that moment to heal at night, which could be contributing to anxiety, frustration during the day, which might make you even more vulnerable to more types of spiritual attacks and ongoes this cascading snowball downhill. Who do you think is behind this malevolent activity?
I believe that in the biblical sense, this is generically demonic, but it's more complex than that. If you go into Ephesians 6:12, where we talk about the high places or the heavenly places, depending upon your translation, it talks about the archons and the spiritual forces of darkness, and these are who we are at war against. And so let's not just limit this to demons or shadow people or old hags or the cliche cast of characters that people report seeing. There are also types of sleep paralysis where they see the grays, but every single thing isn't a demon in the theological sense. And so I think especially once you're getting into the deeper levels of sleep paralysis where you're now getting pulled out of your body, you're getting pulled into the astral. And the difference between sleep paralysis and a new ager who is perfecting the craft of astral projection, and this is where it gets similar to the UFO, these are abductions. These are not people who wish to be taken into the astral. And in fact, many people who experience sleep paralysis, who find themselves in the astral, never know it.
Yeah.
They just think it's a bad dream if they even remember that portion of the attack at all. So what's interesting to me about Ephesians 6:12 is if you delve into the actual Greek, this darkness that it talks about, these evil forces of darkness, that Greek word is skotos. And think now in terms of the astral realm that you're being pulled into. What's interesting about that word skotos is, yes, it means darkness as we would translate it, like evil things, the consequences of sin, repercussions of a fallen world. But there's an interesting piece, if you go into the Thayers, it talks about this darkness is able to achieve what it does through human ignorance of divine things. And this is why so many people get sucked into the new age when it happens, if you are ignorant of this, if you just think it's a dream, if you don't believe in demons, if you don't believe in God, if you don't believe in a spiritual realm, if you don't believe that the things that can happen in your dream world can manifest in the physical, you're going to wake up and brush yourself off. And so one of the ways that these entities are able to get by with what they're doing is they're banking on our ignorance. And this gets into my people perish for lack of knowledge. And there's so many people who are vulnerable to these attacks because it's not taught in the church. And if you do go and tell a pastor, like you so eloquently said, Joe, the stereotypical church response is you dabbled with the occult, you've got some sort of occult background, you played with the Ouija board, you're messing with stuff online, you've got some sort of sexual sin you don't want to admit, and it turns into a shaming the victim sort of a situation. And it's not that those things don't open doors and that it can't cause sleep paralysis, but with the thousands of Christians who genuinely love Jesus Christ, who are serving him and following him, that are getting attacked by this, there are other reasons. And this gets into some of the malevolent goals, because there is more than one. I don't think everyone's getting attacked for the same reason. I think some people are just vulnerable. a lot of people who have had sleep paralysis their entire life, they've experienced some sort of childhood trauma, some sort of deeply traumatic thing. Okay. And that doesn't just have to be sexual abuse. That's kind of where everyone's mind goes.
Sure.
But it can be the death of a parent. It can be tragic weather condition, like if you survived a tornado or you were in a car wreck. It can be something simple as well. But to a child, if you're 3 or 4, that restricts the brain development in a certain way. These entities are bullies. They're not as powerful as we think they are, so they have to rely on smoke and mirrors. So they pick on the weak. They bully people too young to understand what's going on. They're not biblically educated. They're people in trauma. They're a lot of like special needs people or elderly people who are nonverbal or who have dementia who cannot communicate to their caregivers what's going on. They attack the people that cannot defend themselves. And so these entities can have a variety of goals. When I was young, I just thought these were just imps that liked to like boo under the bed. They just enjoyed the thrill of scaring you. That was my simple-minded. But as I got older, I realized there some of these is to pull people deeply into the new age. Mm-hmm. And the end game of that is when the false messiah comes, that's their messiah.
Yeah.
That's the biggest end game of this whole astral thing, is they're pulling people up there and they're re-educating. Mm-hmm. And they're redefining who Jesus is.
Right.
And they're appearing as angels of light and spirit guides, and they're appearing as friends, mm-hmm. but they're wolves in sheep's clothing. Right. And what they're doing is preparing you to expect a first coming Jesus. The hippie Jesus is going to come back, and he's going to be full of love and light. They're not preparing these people that the second coming Jesus is warrior Jesus. He's on a horse. Yeah. He's got a drawn sword. They're not going to recognize that Jesus. He's not politically correct. So this entire thing, though there's many little tentacles to it, and there's things that they like to do to keep people traumatized and keep people frightened and confuse people, people will fall away from their faith. Why isn't God helping me? Why isn't his name saving me? And so they'll start to doubt God's love for them or doubt his existence, or they'll think the enemy looks more powerful. But the ultimate end game is they are disguising their Christ in the garb that we're expecting him to come back in, and they're going to fool many, many people.
Mm. One of the things that I loved when I was reading about your book, now, first of all, a statement that runs from the front to the back cover is don't communicate and try to figure out, oh, who are you, blah, blah, blah. Anybody that has read a tenth of the Bible will know, don't reach out and try to communicate with this thing, right?
Right.
Your book makes that clear, but your book also takes the inquiring mind and says, okay, what is a succubus? I'll tell you what it is. And it breaks it down. Now, you don't go, you know, 45 pages on what is a succubus so that you've lost the reader that is looking for the succinct, busy person answer. From the earliest ages of what we understand these things to be, from the testimony, from the report, this is the history. This is the word behind what this thing is. This is why it looks and appears and talks and freaks you out the way that it does. But with this underlying tone throughout your book that says, don't try to communicate with this. Call upon the name of Jesus Christ, for there is no other name with a greater power and a greater authority. Your book makes that clear, and it makes it clear that fast. I loved this book.
Thank you, God.
I loved it. It's for the busy person, I promise. Yeah. It's for the busy person.
Well, another reason why being succinct in this sort of topic, too, is important is there is a fine line between wanting to figure out what's happening to me and becoming very titillated by what's happening to me. So you have to be succinct. We're not giving credit or glory to these things.
Yeah.
Right. We want to figure out what this is so that we can put them down under our boot, not because we are a chosen one. Why did they choose me?
That's
so
right.
Wow.
So we have to be succinct because we don't want to give them any glory. All the glory goes to Jesus Christ, and we want to get over this. We want to empower others. We want to bring glory to God. We want to expose the deeds of the devil. We want to set captives free, and we want to shut his mouth.
Amen.
Wow.
We want to make sure that you know how you can get your copy of They Only Come Out at Night, along with L.A. Marzulli's brand new DVD, The Coming UFO Invasion. Watch this. We'll be right back.
Millions of Americans are being terrorized at night or even taken against their will without warning and without mercy. Who or what is behind this malevolent activity? Skywatch TV has teamed up with Dr. L.A. Marzulli and Vicki Anderson, renowned experts in the fields of ufology and demonology, to help answer these very difficult questions in the UFOs and Entities Exposed special offer. This incredible offer includes the brand new documentary on DVD, The Coming UFO Invasion, exposing the dragon's dark secrets. In this groundbreaking film, legendary researcher and reporter Dr. L.A. Marzulli rips the cover off the terrifying secrets of alien abduction and UFO visitation in never-before-seen interviews with actual victims of these seemingly unstoppable phenomenons.
It happens again and again, and you feel it, and you're there, and you remember it.
These beings, if you want to call them that, when I was 5, 6, 7 years old. And it continued up till about I was 15.
I found out I was 3 months pregnant. And at first there was a heartbeat. They just said, this is the womb, but there's nothing there.
What or who is entering the homes of these victims, removing them? And once removed, what is being done to them? And for what purpose? Is it demonic activity? L.A. listens to firsthand accounts of these horrific encounters and offers biblical answers to this alarming problem that will help individuals suffering these terrors find freedom in Jesus Christ. Also included in this phenomenal special offer is acclaimed writer, researcher, and investigator Vicki Anderson's brand new book, They Only Come Out at Night. This riveting page-turner reveals biblical answers to the mystery surrounding Asclepians, the ancient healing temples of servants and astral encounters, whether vampires and ancient threshold covenants are fact or fiction, who the primary targets of the entities behind sleep paralysis actually are, and whether or not you may be one of them, what your way out of the astral matrix really is, and so much more. But that's not all. You'll also receive the mind-boggling audio series, Doctrines of Devils. Listen as Stephen Bancars interviews Doreen Virtue, world-renowned former best-selling author and teacher of the New Age, as she explains her incredible supernatural journey out of the occult and into the arms of Jesus. This over 12-hour series features bonus interviews with Dr. Chuck Missler, Dr. Thomas Horn, John McTernan, Gary Bates, and many more on the subjects of ghosts, demons, and the supernatural. This is an exclusive offer for our Skywatch television audience and holds a retail value of $85. Yours right now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Now you and your family can understand through a biblical lens what is really behind the dark weapons of UFO visitation, alien abduction, and sleep paralysis. The UFOs and Entities Exposed special offer, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Welcome back to Skywatch TV. I'm Joe Artis Horn. We are in the midst of a series of programs on alien visitation, demonic suppression visitation, and also sleep paralysis, something that I think millions of Americans suffer and deal with, but for myriad reasons don't talk about. And we covered some of those. The fear of judgment. You know, I've gone to my pastor, and basically his input is, what are you doing to bring this on? The book, They Only Come Out at Night, the subtitle, Exposing the Dark Weapon of Sleep Paralysis. We are open to the fact that some of what might be happening is chemical and maybe less spiritual, but there are certainly those who are under an oppressive attack. And Vicki, something that you and I have talked about on the phone in the lead up to these shows that I found very interesting, and I'd love to get you to share this with our live audience as well as the people at home, this interesting perspective. You want to stop short of being titillated. Now, this is something I've seen with my own family members. Now, I'm not talking about the ones that run the Skywatch. I'm talking about extended family, cousins outside of my direct sphere, very much. With alien visitation, I am special. Why did they choose me? And this has gone on to both in terms of dire health complications. I'm just going to be a little bit ambiguous about that. And spiritually has been a nightmare, but it's like, they come to my father, Tom. Tom, how do I break the cycle? They're coming for me again. He gives them the steps. They do the steps. Jesus sets them free. They get to missing that old titillation that you're talking about, Vicki.
Yep.
I felt kind of special.
Yep.
There's literal addiction.
Yes.
To feeling special. Now, Josh is sitting there going, yep, 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 because he was formerly New Age and dealt with a lot of this. Mm-hmm. We want to stop short of being titillated.
Mm-hmm.
We want to take authority in Christ. How does one protect themselves from being a target of sleep paralysis?
Yeah. Well, a lot of this should be fairly a no-brainer for believers. But for those who might not be believers, I know that this is a very anticlimactic answer for a lot of people. They want something exciting or they want something complicated.
Yeah.
I've noticed that people want complicated, you know, they want some big, huge exorcism. They want people to come in. They want this big drama. And the simple fact of the matter is, just like if you were in a physical war, you know, you don't join the army and they get sent overseas and get put on the front lines. You have all of these months of PT or boot camp. And so the best defense that we build up for these attacks is during the waking hours. That's when we're preparing ourselves.
That's good.
And so if you just expect somehow in a half asleep UFO fog state to be drawing swords and chopping heads off, if you're not prepared. And so what I try to explain to people is this full armor of God that we read about in Ephesians 6, it's not just an exercise of getting up every morning and reciting the verse or, you know, pretending you're putting on clothing. And I'm not mocking people who do that. And it's especially essential in teaching children and things like that. But the fact of the matter is those are representative of real weapons of warfare that we have to acquire. So if you pretend every morning like you're grabbing a sword, but you don't know the word of God, you don't have it committed to heart, you don't know Psalm like 27 and Psalm 91, you have to have this stuff committed to heart so that after you cry out to the name of Jesus and these things flee, but you're still terrified or you're still trapped in a dream state, you start quoting Psalm 91. And now you're going offensively defending yourself than from defensively. And I always tell people, you've got to wield the name of Jesus, the sword. Mm-hmm. You have to wield it offensively. And there is a point, and I find that a lot of people begin to overcome the sleep paralysis when instead of wielding the sword, Jesus, help me, Jesus, help me, Jesus, help me, Jesus, help me. Now it's offensively. In the name of Jesus, you will get out.
Mm.
You have to be offensive about it. And it takes practice because you're frightened. Mm-hmm. And so, like we were talking about in a previous episode, the name of Jesus isn't a talisman. It's not a magic word like abracadabra.
Right. Yeah.
If you don't know how to wield that weapon, these things will not take you seriously. And they might leave in the moment, because there's always a chance, even if you're not a Christian, if you call in the name of Jesus, that he might show up because he's merciful. So they're not going to take a chance.
Good.
So they'll leave. But if they keep coming back and coming back and coming back, they're not afraid of you.
Yep.
You haven't done anything. So we can't just put on metaphorical Ephesians 6:12 pajamas every night. What we have to do is that breastplate of righteousness means we're living a righteous life. The shoes of the gospel means we're not ashamed of the gospel and we're preaching it. That sword of the spirit means we know the word and we know how to wield it. So we're not just putting it on.
Right.
We are armored up. We're not ever putting that armor on because you never took it off.
Right. Yeah.
That is who you are.
We're going to have to continue this next week. What do you think?
Huh? Yeah. Well done. Excellent.
We're going to continue this discussion next week when Vicki Anderson joins us again to disclose who the main targets of sleep paralysis are and how to seek freedom if you're one of the millions who are suffering from this phenomenon. For everybody here in studio, everybody on panel, LA, Vicki, thank you so much again for joining us. I'm Joe Horn. Keep your eyes on the prize, which is Jesus Christ. We'll be back.